is 43 right now at your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Does that mean it is furnace day? Is the furnace coming on? Is there a temperature? 43. For me, no. In fact, you know what? I had my windows open last night and my sliding glass door open. I was letting some cool air come in. Ah, nice and crisp.
You don't wake up in the morning and go, ooh.
Nope. I'm a polar bear. Come on. Happy husky guy. Man. I got a layer covering me nonstop. So this feels good.
Poor Cheech, your Cheweenie's like probably shaking. He's so little with no hair.
No,
why is everything so open?
You know, I call my little rescue dogs my hot pockets for wintertime. Right. No, they like to snuggle more now. Yeah. So they actually keep me warm. They're right in there.
Yeah. It's not my furnace day. It's not. November 1st is my furnace day.
So it's yours by date? Okay.
It's by date. I know. I just, as far as budget, RG&E, all that, November 1st has always been happy furnace day. But I have an electric fireplace to take the chill off. So we always take the chill off. And it can't be on when anything in the kitchen's being run. So like you can't perk coffee and have it on. But I turned it on a little bit this morning to get the chill off and shut it off.
Wait a second. Is it like a circuit breaker thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. Like we brought in all these things that really weren't part of the original house, like a dishwasher and things that take a lot of. So it ends up you just can't run certain things at the same time.
That's funny. Steve over there with the fireplace plug. Hold it. The coffee's still.
That's what I said.
Hold it. Okay, now you can put it in.
That's exactly how it went this morning. Verbatim. I was like, can you shut it off? He goes, well, it's not quite done. That's exactly it.
See, I have baseboard heat. And I'm really worried that my furniture is too close to the baseboard because other places that I've lived, there's like burn marks on some of my furniture from being close to the heater.
Seriously?
So I got to go through and rearrange my place for the winter before I can turn my heat on.
Dang. Well, we know that's not going to happen anytime soon. Well, Debbie on our Facebook page says, hey, put on sweatpants and slippers then. You guys, bake some biscuits. Make a quiche for breakfast. If it's forecasted to warm up by noon, I am not turning my furnace on.
Yeah. It's going to be a while still for me. Yeah, like I said, I actually love the crisp, cool air. It feels good to me.
Right.
So, burn marks on your furniture. I've never heard of that.
That doesn't sound like your baseboards were working properly. I have baseboard heat that's never affected my furniture.
Or what kind of furniture do you have? Like,
it's fabric. Do you not believe me? I'll take a picture of my chair.
I
got a burn hole on my one chair. I got to like face it in the corner so you can't see it.
Because in my mind, if you ever try to resell your furniture, slight burn damage.
Yes.
And people are like, what, was it a fire? No, it was too close to the baseboard.
I had really bad baseboard heat.
All right. How about you? Is it furnace day or not? Teresa, thanks for waking up to your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, and a happy birthday, Teresa. She's keeping warm with the birthday candles. She's blowing out the birthday candles today. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Teresa.
Allie said, heat goes on after Thanksgiving. My bedroom heater doesn't go on until after Christmas. Grab a blanket and bundle up.
There you go. Okay, because it's in the 40s this morning. Summer already, furnace day.
Seems to be that last night kind of got the coldest. Like this morning, I felt it for sure in my house. And texters chiming in saying, look, we started our wood stove for the first time yesterday. So cold. We try not to do it till November 1st, but brr. Another one says, yep, I use my wood stove twice already. Nothing like that. Free heat.
I would say, though, with the air starting to chill, I break out my favorite hoodies. Yes, my favorite sweatpants, the ones that have been tucked away all year. Still, though, it hasn't hit that temperature yet. But I looked at the back of my closet. Ooh.
But I looked at them.
Yeah. What do I get to put back on here for fall? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowen, producer Hope. We're into the 40s last night, and this morning is that furnace day for you on the Donut Slide text line. Texter says, I draw the line at my nose getting cold. If I'm camping inside my own house, the heat goes on. Yeah, nose is a good indicator. Fingers, nose, toes, when they're cold, you know you either got to bundle up or turn something on. Many love Halloween because it keeps you warm. Don't you like a cooler, crisper Halloween compared to hot and you're sweaty in the costume?
Right. We've had both.
Yeah. I prefer a little bit colder because you have the costume on.
Yeah, well, if you're in a big onesie, a huge warm costume, most of the time, like, I'm in a dress or something. Like,
right.
I'm cold. I want it warm. I want a nice, balmy 75-degree Halloween.
And I've always said Halloween. That, especially about kids' costumes. They've changed a little bit, but when my girls were younger and they wanted to go as, like, Tinkerbell and stuff, I'm like, okay, well, we'll get the costume, but they're trick-or-treating with their big winter coat on. You know, it's like, well, I don't know if anyone will see it.
You know what I'm more thinking of? The mask. When you put a mask on, your face is getting sweaty.
What
I mean? So I like it cooler like that. By the way, Kevin said, how do you like this idea? I'm going to throw my first Halloween party, and I want it to be an animal spirit Halloween party. Animal spirit. Kind of like Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, he wants
you to dress up as your favorite animal, and you could twist it as an animal spirit. I looked at my animal spirit. It's an otter. I don't know where I'm going to get an otter costume.
How do you look for your animal spirit?
Google it up. It goes by your birthday and stuff like that.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So take a look. What is your animal spirit? Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead, Hope. Old MacDonald had a farm type animal spirit thing. He wants all. He likes animals. Kevin does. So thank you. And what is your animal spirit? Have you ever looked it up? I am a otter.
You're an otter.
Yeah.
Huh. How does that make you feel?
I guess I like to float around on my back. I do have whiskers. I do have a beard, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Otters are fun, though. Very
fox.
Engaging. You're a fox.
Yes.
Oh, a foxy lady.
I'm a foxy lady.
Foxy mama.
Ding, 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 ding.
What foxy. Does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Okay, so you dress up as a fox, I'd be an otter, and you'd be?
A beaver.
Really? Okay. Well, we got to start working on those costumes.
You two over here with the otter and the beaver, a platypus or something.
Yeah. Well, we're only two birthdays apart, so
you
that's
are.
Probably the tourist thing. That you would think we'd be bulls, right? Because the horoscope.
Right.
But no, we're these furry little creatures.
I don't know. I think mine would prey on both of you.
Oh,
so
easy.
Just
you
keep
think
that
a
in mind.
Fox would prey on a beaver?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't beavers have pretty solid tails? They build dams.
Well, and also we're in the water. Come here, little fox. Come swim with
us. Yeah.
We got you.
That's fine.
All right, let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. Funny man Jeff Dunham is coming. We got the best seats in the house. Third row. If you're calling number 19, 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. So Kevin is inviting us to this animal spirit party. Hope is a beaver. I am an otter for our spirit animals. What is TJ? What is her spirit animal? If you call number 19, you win these incredible up-close tickets. Coffee Club TJ Bo and producer Hope Holly, you're sitting in the parking lot waiting to go into work trying to win these tickets. Just tell your boss you're trying to win with the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Yeah.
All right, Holly, here we go. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. Kevin invited us to a spirit animal Halloween party, so you dress up as your spirit animal. Hope is a beaver. I'm an otter. What is TJ?
She's a fox.
Yeah.
I'm a
fox.
It says, because I'm adaptable and flexible. Tell me the month and day of your birthday. I'll tell you what your spirit animal is real quick.
June 3rd.
You're a June baby, too.
Yeah.
You are a fox as well.
Ooh,
we are both foxy ladies, Holly. Well,
now it's a fox party. TJ and Holly here. And
all
congratulations.
Right. You are going to go see Jeff Dunham. You just got a pair of third row seats.
He is coming, awesome.
He's coming to Blue Cross Arena March 20th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But yeah, right from the third row, Jeff Dunham. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are you a big fan of his with all his funny puppets?
My husband is.
Because some of the puppets are just hilarious.
They're great.
They sure are.
You got Peanut. You got Bubba Jay.
Yeah.
The redneck hillbilly one. And you got Walter, the cranky old man. I love it. I think you're going to leave there a huge fan, too.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
B-Morning Coffee Club. You keep me laughing. It's definitely an uplifting show.
All right. And have you ever won with us before?
I have not.
First time winner! Yeah, it's a little bit cooler this morning like it was last night. We finally got into the 40s, which means it's really starting to feel like fall. And Is it time to catch up on some pictures with your family and friends? You know, the season's changing. I like to create memories. So, you know, quick selfie, quick picture. See the beautiful leaves changing colors in the background.
Yeah.
How about like,
Steve?
Because they say most guys don't take a lot of pictures. It's more of the females taking the pictures for the memories. Guys forget to, especially with their buds and stuff.
Steve's always taking pictures.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, he's really big on that. Yeah, he also takes pictures of all of us sleeping and the dogs.
What?
So I don't know why. Yeah.
Sleeping?
If anything, he takes too many pictures. I'm like, why are you taking a picture of me? I don't look nice right now. Why are there so many pictures of Noel sleeping? He'll go through because he just thinks it's so cute and peaceful.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, once or twice. I can't tell you. I could probably put together, you know how you see those collages of first day of school, from like 1 to 18.
Yeah.
I bet he has that many sleeping pictures.
Really?
Like Liam through the years. Just him sleeping in the bed, getting bigger and bigger.
All right. That's his thing. Yeah.
It's weird, though.
I'm not picking on Steve because
you
I have.
You can pick on him.
No. Because I have pictures of little Cheech, my Cheweenie, because he sleeps. And when he's in a deep sleep, his little tongue sticks out. His little baby. And I think that's the cutest thing. And I zoom in and I send it to all the family. And they're like, why is Cheech's tongue out? I'm like, because he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is it out while he's sleeping? I don't know, but it looked cute.
That's the point of the picture.
Do you find that some of your guy friends, they just don't take pictures?
Well, on dating apps, the entire profile will be all group pictures. And I'm like, I'm supposed to look at this group of 5, 10, 20 men and figure out which one is the repeat in all of these different pictures?
Well, those friends are throwing the bigger cast net. See, we're all in it. Pick one you like. All right?
Right.
They're like, don't divide and conquer. No, let's stay together. She'll pick one of
they
us.
They want we'll you get- to know they're not lonely. They have friends. They're they're not weird.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I guess that's why you would post a picture of you with a group of friends.
Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Oh, look. All the friends they have. They must be a nice guy.
He must be normal.
Okay. Well, how about you? Do you feel like when the season's changing, you need to catch up on some pictures to make those memories? So when you look, you know, maybe you look and you see that lake picture. Oh, it must have been a summertime. And now you see you're hiking or... you see the leaves in the background, or you're around the campfire. Oh, must be the fall picture. Does that work for you and your friends? Let us know. It is 43 right now at your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen and Producer Hope. Does that mean it is furnace day? Is the furnace coming on? Is there a temperature? 43. For me, no. In fact, you know what? I had my windows open last night and my sliding glass door open. I was letting some cool air come in. Ah, nice and crisp.
You don't wake up in the morning and go, ooh.
Nope. I'm a polar bear. Come on. Happy husky guy. Man. I got a layer covering me nonstop. So this feels good.
Poor Cheech, your Cheweenie. He's like probably shaking. He's so little with no hair.
No,
why is everything so open?
You know, I call my little rescue dogs my hot pockets for wintertime.
Right.
No, they like to snuggle more now. Yeah. So they actually keep me warm. They're right in there.
Yeah. It's not my furnace day. It's not. November 1st is my furnace day.
So yours by date? Okay.
It's by date. I know. I just, as far as budget, RG&E, all that, November 1st has always been happy furnace day. But I have an electric fireplace to take the chill off. So we always say, take the chill off. And it can't be on when anything in the kitchen's being run. So like you can't perk coffee and have it on. But I turned it on a little bit this morning to get the chill off and shut it off.
Wait a second. Is it like a circuit breaker thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. Like we brought in all these things that really weren't part of the original house, like a dishwasher and things that take a lot of... So it ends up you just can't run certain things at the same time.
That's funny. Steve over there with the fireplace plug. Hold it. The coffee's still...
That's what I said.
Hold it. Okay, now you can put it in.
That's exactly how it went this morning. Verbatim, I was like, can you shut it off? He goes, well, it's not quite done. That's exactly it.
See, I have baseboard heat, and I'm really worried that my furniture is too close to the baseboard because other places that I've lived, there's like burn marks on some of my furniture from being close to the heater.
Seriously?
So I got to go through and rearrange my place for the winter before I can turn my heat on.
Dang. Well, we know that's not going to happen anytime soon. Well, Debbie on our Facebook page says, hey, put on sweatpants and slippers then. You guys, bake some biscuits. Make a quiche for breakfast. If it's forecasted to warm up by noon, I am not turning my furnace on.
Yeah. It's going to be a while still for me. Yeah, like I said, I actually love the crisp, cool air. It feels good to me.
Right.
So, burn marks on your furniture. I've never heard of that.
That doesn't sound like your baseboards were working properly. I have baseboard heat that's never affected my furniture.
Or what kind of furniture do you have? Like,
it's fabric. Do you not believe me? I'll take a picture of my chair.
I
got a burn hole on my one chair. I got to like face it in the corner so you can't see it.
Because in my mind, if you ever try to resell your furniture, slight burn damage.
Yes.
And people are like, what, was it a fire? No, it was too close to the baseboard.
I had really bad baseboard heat.
All right. How about you? Is it furnace day or not? Teresa, thanks for waking up to your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope, and a happy birthday, Teresa. She's keeping warm with the birthday candles. She's blowing out the birthday candles today. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Teresa.
Allie said, heat goes on after Thanksgiving. My bedroom heater doesn't go on until after Christmas. Grab a blanket and bundle up.
There you go. Okay, because it's in the 40s this morning. Summer already. Woo, furnace day.
Seems to be that last night kind of got the coldest. Like this morning, I felt it for sure in my house. And texters chiming in saying, look, we started our wood stove for the first time yesterday. So cold. We try not to do it till November 1st, but burr. Another one says, yep, I use my wood stove twice already. Nothing like that. Free heat.
I would say, though, with the air starting to chill, I break out my favorite hoodies. Yes, my favorite sweatpants, the ones that have been tucked away all year. Still, though, it hasn't hit that temperature yet. But I looked at the back of my closet. Ooh.
But I looked at them.
Yeah. What do I get to put back on here for fall? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. We're into the 40s last night, and this morning is that furnace day for you on the Donut Slide text line. Texter says, I draw the line at my nose getting cold. If I'm camping inside my own house, the heat goes on. Yeah, nose is a good indicator. Fingers, nose, toes, when they're cold, you know you either got to bundle up or turn something on. Many love Halloween because it keeps you warm. Don't you like a cooler, crisper Halloween compared to hot and you're sweaty in the costume?
Right. We've had both.
Yeah. I prefer a little bit colder because you have the costume on.
Well, if you're in a big onesie, a huge warm costume, most of the time, like I'm in a dress or something. Like,
right.
I'm cold. I want it warm. I want a nice, balmy 75 degree.
And I've always said Halloween. That, especially about kids' costumes. They've changed a little bit. But when my girls were younger and they wanted to go as like Tinkerbell and stuff, I'm like, okay, well, we'll get the costume, but they're trick-or-treating with their big winter coat on. You know, it's like, well, I don't know if anyone will see it.
You know what I'm more thinking of? The mask. When you put a mask on, if your face is getting sweaty.
You know
what I mean? So I like it cooler like that. By the way, Kevin said, how do you like this idea? I'm going to throw my first Halloween party, and I want it to be an animal spirit Halloween party. Animal spirit, kind of like Old MacDonald had a farm.
Yeah, he wants
you to dress up as your favorite animal, and you could twist it as an animal spirit. I looked at my animal spirit. It's an otter. So I don't know where I'm going to get an otter costume.
How do you look for your animal spirit?
I Google it up. It goes by your birthday and stuff like that.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So take a look. What is your animal spirit? Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead, Hope. Old MacDonald had a farm type animal spirit thing. He wants all... he likes animals. Kevin does. So thank you. And what is your animal spirit? Have you ever looked it up? I am a otter.
You're an otter.
Yeah.
Huh. How does that make you feel?
I guess I like to float around on my back. I do have whiskers. I do have a beard, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Otters are fun, though. Very engaging. You're a fox.
Yes.
Oh, a foxy lady.
I'm a foxy lady.
Foxy mama.
Ding, 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 ding.
What does the fox say?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know.
Okay, so you dress up as a fox, I'd be an otter, and you would be?
A beaver.
Really? Okay. Well, we got to start working on those costumes.
You two over here with the otter and the beaver, like a platypus or something. Yeah. I don't.
Well, we're only two birthdays apart, so that's probably the tourist thing. That you would think we'd be bulls. Right, because the horoscope. Right. But no, we're these furry little creatures.
I don't know. I think mine would prey on both of you.
Oh,
easy. So just
you
keep
think
that
a
in
fox
mind.
Would prey on a beaver?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't beavers have pretty like solid tails? They build dams.
Well, and also we're in the water. Come here, little fox. Come swim with us.
Yeah.
We got you.
That's fine.
All right, let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. Funny man Jeff Dunham is coming. We got the best seats in the house. Third row. Third row. If you're calling number 19-585-252-WBEE 252-9233. So Kevin is inviting us to this animal spirit party. Hope is a beaver. I am an otter for our spirit animals. What is TJ? What is TJ? What is her spirit animal? If you're calling number 19, you know, you win these incredible up-close tickets. Coffee Club TJ Bo and producer Hope Holly, you're sitting in the parking lot waiting to go into work trying to win these tickets. Just tell your boss you're trying to win with the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Yeah.
All right, Holly, here we go. Call number 19, the world's easiest contest. Kevin invited us to a spirit animal Halloween party, so you dress up as your spirit animal. Hope is a beaver. I'm an otter. What is TJ?
She's a fox.
Yeah.
I'm a
fox.
It says, because I'm adaptable and flexible. Tell me the month and day of your birthday. I'll tell you what your spirit animal is real quick.
June 3rd.
You're a June baby, too.
Yeah.
You are a fox as well.
Ooh,
we are both foxy ladies, Holly. Well,
now it's a fox party. TJ and Holly here. And
all
congratulations.
Right. You are going to go see Jeff Dunham. You just got a pair of third row seats. He is coming,
awesome.
He's coming to Blue Cross Arena March 20th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But yeah, right from the third row, Jeff Dunham. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Are you a big fan of his with all his funny puppets?
My husband is.
Because some of the puppets are just hilarious.
They're great.
They sure are.
You got Peanut. You got Bubba Jay.
Yeah.
The redneck hillbilly one. And you got Walter, the cranky old man. I love it. I think you're going to leave there a huge fan, too.
Yeah.
Enjoy, enjoy. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
B-Morning Coffee Club. You keep me laughing. It's definitely an uplifting show.
All right, all right. And have you ever won with us before?
I have not.
First time winner! Yeah, it's a little bit cooler this morning like it was last night. We finally got into the 40s, which means it's really starting to feel like fall. And is it time to catch up on some pictures with your family and friends? You know, the season's changing. I like to create memories. So, you know, mm-hmm. quick selfie, quick picture. See the beautiful leaves changing colors in the background.
Yeah.
How about like, because they say most guys don't take a lot of pictures. It's more of the females taking the pictures for the memories. Guys right. forget to, especially with their buds and stuff.
Steve's always taking pictures.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, he's really big on that. Yeah, he also takes pictures of all of us sleeping and the dogs.
What?
So I don't know why. Yeah.
Sleeping?
If anything, he takes too many pictures. I'm like, why are you taking a picture of me? I don't look nice right now. Why are there so many pictures of Noelle sleeping? He'll go through because he just thinks it's so cute and peaceful.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, once or twice. I can't tell you. I could probably put together, you know, how you see those collages of first day of school from like 1 to 18.
Yeah.
I bet he has that many sleeping pictures.
Really?
Like Liam through the years. Just him sleeping in the bed, getting bigger and bigger.
All right. That's his thing. Yeah.
It's weird, though.
I'm not picking on Steve because
you can pick on him.
No. Because I have pictures of little Cheech, my Cheweenie, because he sleeps. And when he's in a deep sleep, his little tongue sticks out. His little baby tongue. And I think that's the cutest thing. And I zoom in and I send it to all the family. And they're like,
right.
Why is Cheech's tongue out? I'm like, because he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why is it out while he's sleeping? I don't know, but it looked cute.
That's the point of the picture.
Do you find that some of your guy friends, they just don't take pictures?
Well, on dating apps, the entire profile will be all group pictures. And I'm like, I'm supposed to look at this group of 5, 10, 20 men and figure out which one is the repeat in all of these different pictures?
Well, those friends are throwing the bigger cast net. See, we're all in it. Pick one you like. All right?
Right.
They're like, don't divide and conquer. No, let's stay together. She'll pick one of
they
us.
They want to know they're not lonely. They have friends. They're you know, they're not weird.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I guess that's why you would post a picture of you with a group of friends.
Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Oh, look, all the friends I have. They must be a nice guy.
He must be normal.
Okay. Well, how about you? Do you feel like when the season's changing, you need to catch up on some pictures to make those memories? So when you look, you know, maybe you look and you see that lake picture. Oh, it must have been a summertime. And now you see you're hiking or you see the leaves in the background or you're around the campfire. Oh, mm-hmm. Must be the fall picture. Does that work for you and your friends? Let us know.